It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not pop by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. Pop in, have a bite to eat. The food is fantastic, the staff are amazing, and the bar itself is just fantastic. It really is. The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here.
And the soup.
Oh, the soup.
The soup.
You love the soup, don't you?
I love their soup. I love them because they don't do weird soups.
What's a weird soup?
Carrots and coriander.
Oh yeah, that's a weird soup.
So I was in a restaurant last weekend, and I always go for the soup at this time of year.
Yeah, no, I do myself.
I'm a soup and sandwich man.
Warms the cockles of your heart.
Yeah, you can't beat a good funeral soup and sandwich.
Absolutely.
Anyway, I said to the waitress, "What's your soup today?" And she said, "Carrots and coriander." And I said, "You can shove it up your hole."
I hope you didn't. It's harsh.
But they do
like, the soup here is
they
lovely.
Do like veg or mushroom or carrot and potato.
Lovely. That's a decent. That's lovely. Anyway, if you are in this neck of the woods, please do pop along.
Tell them Rob is. I say hello to Rob.
How are you, Rob? Tell them the lads from Opinions Matter told you to pop in. Now, before we let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, you will know that we've been running a competition over the last couple of days to find out our biggest fans on Spotify, because Spotify Wrapped dropped last week. That shows you your number one podcast and how many hours, minutes and seconds you actually listen to it. And I have to say, firstly, thank you to all of you who entered the competition.
We're humbled.
Very, very humbled. We had thousands of entries for the competition for a €200 Ryanair voucher. Really, honestly, it was the biggest response we've had to any competition we've run on the podcast. But there can be only one winner.
Well, there couldn't. We could have bought 1,000 vouchers and it would be 1,000 winners.
You said no, you were too tight.
You were
too tight.
Don't give the feckers anything. No, but genuinely, before we announce the winner, I just want to say you're all winners, because you listening to this podcast is what makes us.
Absolutely.
We wouldn't be here if you weren't listening to us. And to see people dedicating so much time, we all know you have so much going on in your lives, dedicating so many minutes of this year to the podcast, really, it makes, because there's some days we just don't want to come in here and do this. Or is that just me?
No, that's just mainly you.
But to see all those comments and those messages about how long you listen to the show, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, let's ring our winner.
Hello?
Can you hear me? This is Adrian Kennedy. Hello. Here from the Opinions Matter podcast. How are you?
Hi, this is Tom. How are you?
How are you, Tom? I didn't know who I was ringing because you didn't actually put your name on your entry for our competition. How are you getting on?
I'm brilliant. I'm better there hearing you.
Oh, that's nice to hear. So, Tom, you entered our competition where we asked you to prove not only that we were your most listened to podcast during 2025, but also the amount of minutes that you listened to our podcast.
Yes.
So, firstly, thanks very much indeed, Tom, for entering the competition. Where do you live?
Yeah. I live in Grand Canal.
You live in Grand Canal. Okay. Well, Tom, you listened. We put everybody who listened to more than 30,000 minutes of our podcast during the year into our competition.
Yeah.
And you listened to Opinions Matter 57,351 minutes during the year.
I did indeed.
That is unbelievable. Now, I'm after working that out, okay? So I want you to have a think about this. During 2025, you listened to 39 days worth, nearly 40 days worth of the Opinions Matter podcast.
That's mad.
It is mad. You need to get out a bit more. You really do. But look,
no, listen, I listened on the way to work and then coming back from work as well, so... it's a great podcast.
Well, look, I'm really grateful to you for listening to the podcast. It's our life's work. We really put our heart and soul into it, and I'm glad that you're enjoying it. But then, secondly, congratulations, Tom. You have just won yourself a €200 Ryanair gift voucher to spend on whatever you want on an airplane in 2026.
That is brilliant. Awesome.
So congratulations. I'm delighted for you. What's your surname, Tom?
Cantwell.
Tom Cantwell from Dublin. Well done, Tom. Congratulations to you. And again, thanks very much indeed for supporting the Opinions Matter podcast during the year.
Really appreciate that, Adrian. I'll be listening later on, okay?
All right. Well, hang on the line there and we'll just get all your details.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Adrian.
So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Can you talk about the flu vaccine for kids, says this message that arrived into us yesterday. But please mention the dumb idiot parents who won't get it for their kids. Are they stupid or something?
Yes.
I drive a school bus for a school you both know very well, and there are dozens of kids out sick with the flu at the moment. What have they got in common? Probably none of them got the spray. Get them onto your show to explain why they don't care about the health of their kids. I'll be listening in the bus as usual, says a lady called Angela. And that's the question we would like to discuss with you.
Now, the school that she works for, we do happen to both know the schools. We have connections to the school, if we will. It's not the school my kids go to. But we got our Amanda this morning to ring the school to find out how many children were actually out sick with the flu. And for some strange reason, I don't know if it's strange or not, they refused to give out that information to Amanda. They said they weren't privy to that information. So we don't know if what she's saying is actually true. But I do know from talking to my own kids that there are a lot of kids. Now, I don't know if it's the flu or whatever, but there are a lot of kids out of school sick at the moment. Now, let me just be very clear about this, because there's a lot of misinformation about this. And Vax companies, who's a Pfizer, they didn't pay me to say this.
Good, okay? Glad to hear it, yep.
But no, all joking aside, a couple of things. First of all, people are confusing the flu with sniffles, because people are saying, oh, what's wrong with a couple of sniffles? We all had sniffles. Anybody who thinks the flu is a head cold
needs their head examined.
Needs their head examined. Yep. There is a big difference between the flu.
If you've had the flu, you know you've had the flu.
And the flu is not a head cold where a couple of Nurofen will sort it all out or whatever, or Strepsils or whatever the case may be. The flu is, it can floor you. It can actually floor you. And it can actually floor a child as well. Okay, so that is the first thing. Now, the second thing, full disclosure here, I'm going to put my hand up. My kids got the flu vaccine. They get it every year since they were old enough to get it. Despite what some absolute brain dead morons, imbeciles were making out on our Facebook page, it's not an injection.
No, it's not. For kids, it's not. For adults, it is.
For kids, it's a nasal spray.
It is.
It literally goes up your nose. It's a nasal spray. So you're not getting them injected. Okay. That's the second thing. And then the third thing, the third thing is people are saying, why do we never hear about this before? It's not a new thing.
No, it's not. This has happened for years.
It's been around donkey's years. So it's not an experimental vaccine. It's not a drug, experimental drug that's, your children are not being used as lab rats. That's what people are claiming.
Okay, let me give you a couple of statistics which you will be interested in. Firstly, this year, only 20% of children in Ireland have been vaccinated against the flu.
Yes, it's
only
20%. Very, very low uptake.
Okay,
very low uptake.
Now, it's higher than last year. It was only 16% last year, 20% this year. But the current outbreak of flu is the most severe that has been experienced in years.
Okay.
With children, just wait for a second.
Yeah, sorry.
With children under five being admitted to hospital at higher rates than any other age group. Okay? Kids under five are being hospitalized. This isn't just a sniffle. They're actually in hospital, very, very sick with flu, because flu affects young children and the elderly the most severely. Okay?
Okay.
So if you don't care about your kids and you're happy enough for them to end up in hospital.
Is Adrian pushing the vaccine? No.
Okay, but then I'll rephrase it. For the sake of a sniffle up your nose,
a little spurt
up your nose, why would you not want to protect your children and stop them ending up in hospital? As I said, a prominent paediatric specialist claims the ongoing flu represents the worst she has witnessed during her career.
I don't want to hear from a paediatric expert. They know nothing. I want to hear from Declan on Facebook, who didn't even study biology in the Leaving Cert. Why would I listen? When it comes to medical problems, Adrian, why would I listen to a medical professional?
Okay, hospitalizations have risen by 50% in a week.
Okay, yeah, we don't need to. I know the stats. Like, Jesus, flu vaccines around donkey's ears. I want to hear from parents who would have, well, we are going to be talking to them. Why would you have a problem with your child getting that? Because when, I assume, all you lot, you were all about the protection of children. Isn't that what that's what we hear every day. The protection of children. We want to protect our children. We want to protect our children. My opinion would be, controversial as it may seem, is not getting your child the flu vaccine unless you've been told by a, by the way, medical professional. That's not Deco, who works in Aldi down the road. This is a medical professional. Unless you've been told by a medical professional that your child will not be suited to the vaccine, I cannot see the reason. I would compare it. I think it's akin to putting your child in the backseat of your car and driving down the M50 without a seatbelt on.
Well, 80% obviously would do that, because 80% of children have not been vaccinated against the flu this year. 20% have. The strain of the virus is very severe this year. And by the way, I understand, and I've always understood the argument that people used against the COVID vaccine, that it was experimental, it was brand new, we didn't know anything about it. The flu vaccine, as Jeremy said, has been around for donkey's years. So it's not experimental, it's not a new thing. And it has been very successful in controlling the severe outcome of not having a vaccine. Let me bring in Keith on this.
Whatever happened to pro-choice, you know, you can go get this if you want to get it. You don't have to get it if you don't want to get it. Well, I don't know, there seems to be a major campaign to force people to go and get vaccinated. Now, look at COVID-19, all the deaths that happened then. But I bet you aren't looking into the deaths that's happening since then. You know, it's up 10%. Yeah. Now, it wouldn't be the one thing that everybody's getting, is it? You know, the vaccine. I used to get the flu vaccine. And then there was word going around that they were mixing the clot shot in with it, which is COVID-19 vaccine. So that's when I abandoned that. I said, no way, I'm not fucking getting it now. But look at your own antibody fight, whatever cold you get. It's the only way you're going to get over something. And having people scaremongering you into getting it. It's your own choice, remember. You can go get it if you want. If you feel like you want to get it, go get it. But until it actually comes out confirmed that the clot shot's not being mixed up with it, I'm going to stay away, mate.
Now, Keith, I have to say, I absolutely despise people like you spreading fake news, false information. Did you hear his conspiracy theory there, that the COVID vaccine has been mixed in with the flu vaccine? Like, seriously, Keith, get a fucking grip of yourself.
Okay, Keith, you
to be literally spreading utter shite.
Ah, but he saw it on Facebook. It must be true. But as well, Keith, you're saying...
Seriously, like, what makes you tick, Keith, that you believe that somewhere in some little office somebody said, oh, let's put the COVID vaccine in with the flu vaccine?
They can't do that.
Seriously, man.
It would have to pass regular.
Give your head a wobble.
And as well, Keith, just a couple of things there as well. Vaccine hesitancy, I've always understood, once it's based on medical advice, mm-hmm. and yours is not based on medical advice, Keith. It's based on you saw someone on Facebook posting it. Secondly, you're talking about it should be your body, your choice. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Keith, and I'm open to correction. Did you not have a completely different attitude when it came to abortion, that you don't believe it's your body, your choice, that a woman shouldn't have the choice? So you can't be pro-life or pro-choice in certain views and then not in the other. So is he you?
Anyway, I want to completely distance myself from that message from Keith, who believes.
But he just did. You don't just say to Keith, yeah.
No, but seriously.
There's no COVID shot in the flu vaccine.
You gobshite.
And as well, Keith, what you're saying is that, again, you're confusing the flu with a head cold or the sniffles. I had the sniffles this morning, yeah?
Yeah, when I woke up by lunchtime.
And I took a couple of tablets, Nurofen, cold and flu. I took two of them, and I'm absolutely grand. Nurofen, cold and flu will not protect you against a proper flu, where you're literally bedded for a week.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Shirley, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Shirley?
I'm good. I'm fighting a chest infection myself now at the moment.
Oh, okay. Right. That's not the flu, no?
No, it's in the chest, in the lungs.
Okay.
So, flu's in the lungs. It's not COVID.
So, what is your opinion on this conversation, Shirley, about parents particularly? Obviously, adults, it's up to adults to decide. But for children, it is up to parents to decide to get their children the flu vaccine. Only 20% of parents this year have done so, which means 80% haven't. What's your opinion on this?
Well, I only go by my own thoughts and what's best for myself or my children. I speak to the medical advisors. I spoke to my doctor. And again, I couldn't be told or guaranteed if anything would happen to me or if I'd have a reaction. Plus, like, my eldest daughter is 19, my middle daughter is 15, and my youngest is 13. how they've never in all their life had a vaccine of the flu. They had the normal vaccine as babies, but not the flu vaccine. And I was never offered it for them in the years. Only since COVID was I then getting text messages to advise to get the flu vaccine. And I was like, okay. And at the time, I was like, I'm not too sure about it because I never needed to give them before. And, you know, they got the flu or the sniffles prior to COVID even. I always just caught it quick. And within 3 days, they were fine. No antibiotics needed. And they were, you know, recovered. Their own body did it, you know, with a bit of Vicks and, you know, steam if needed, paracetamol, ibuprofen, and rest and a lot of liquids.
Okay, so just I wanted to just pick you up on one thing, and that was your suggestion that you were never offered it, that you think it's only since COVID. Well, the flu.
So that for me. Now okay. I can't talk about
The flu.
Me personally, I was never offered it like that.
Okay, the
never
flu. Mentioned. The flu vaccine was first introduced in Ireland back in 2013. During 2013, which was years before we ever even
COVID,
heard before we ever even heard of COVID. So this has been around for a lot longer.
That, to me, if I'm not, correct me if I'm wrong, was it not originally for like the elderly and obviously immune compromised?
That's right. That's exactly right. Yes. And elderly people have been taking it for years. But no. For children, it was introduced long before COVID with the nasal spray.
But I never offered it. I never got an offer for my children in 2013.
Okay. So is that the reason you never got it? Because you were never asked? You were never offered it?
Yeah, well, I never was like, I didn't think it was needed. I didn't even know it was there for kids. I knew it was for like the elderly, like my mom and my dad. It was never, I never heard of your child gets the flu vaccine, never. And I got a text, it was still COVID around to suggest getting the flu vaccine for my kids, for my three kids. And I was like, that's weird. I've never had a standard medical text from my GP to recommend the flu vaccine.
And let me ask you then, if it had been recommended to you, would you have gotten your children the flu vaccine?
I would have looked for more information. I would have, you know, spoken to my GP. I would have asked why and what the reason. You know, like I said, my children barely ever needed an antibiotic. You know, my youngest would have only had, she's 13 and only had two. My eldest has only ever had three antibiotics in her life. And my middle daughter has only had one. So they've never needed anything as in to help this the flu, you know? And I never thought he
was. And let me ask you then, Shirley, have any of your children ever had the flu?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And did they get it very bad?
The reason they never got it bad, I'll tell you, is because I caught it the minute I saw a runny nose, the second a cough, any signs, I always nabbed it and kept them home straight away. I would never send them to school with a green nose or, you know, I heard them coughing at night. I would keep them home straight away.
Okay, and then let me ask you, as you've lung conditions, whatever, have you ever had the flu vaccine?
No.
No?
No.
And do you ever think of getting it?
Because I had a reaction to the COVID, the Pfizer COVID vaccine, and I was admitted twice in James's Hospital, 12 days for the first reaction, and I came back positive for the month. And then a month later, the right side swelled up. I was admitted again for 8 days, again COVID-free, and positive for a month, second time. The month later, the third time, left side swelled up as well. And this time I didn't get admitted because I already knew now what medication worked and what needed to be done, and I would have preferred to stay home anyway. And after, but being in the hospital, I was very sick. And I, you know, I asked the doctor, the specialist, it was with the MacTac department, you know, do you reckon it was the vaccine? I only got the vaccine less than 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so your point is that you had a reaction to previous vaccines which put you off getting the flu vaccine.
Because I never had any type of flu vaccine or anything, or the swine flu vaccine when that came out, I never took or had any of that. So when I decided, because I have chronic kidney disease, I better get the COVID vaccine, and then that happened to me. And then you're meant to get a second booster, and I get a text from the HSC saying I'm not eligible for the second boost injection.
Okay, stay there for a second. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Caroline, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Caroline?
I'm good.
Well, Karen, what did you want to say on this? 80% of parents have not gotten the flu vaccine for their children. What do you think of that?
I think they're very smart parents.
You think they're very smart parents? Oh, okay.
Very intelligent. Parents assume that it's a small dose of the said disease that they're trying to prevent. That's in the vaccine. That's how I used to think of it. It's a small dose of the flu. They put it into your child, and your child will be able to fight it in, like, before it comes along, in a greater dose, let's just say. But that's not the truth. The truth is that these vaccines are full of synthetics. Sorry, hang on. Aluminium, mercury, parasite larva.
Okay, well, just stop you there. Now, that is actually true. There is traces of aluminium in the vaccine. But do you have children, by the way?
I have one and one granddaughter.
Okay, so let me tell you, aluminium is all. Do your children or your grandchildren ever have breakfast cereals?
Well, she only really have, like, wheat, bits of stuff. My granddaughter has autism.
Okay, but what I'm saying is the vast majority of cereal products contain aluminium as well.
Oh, the vast majority of food.
Yes, so most dairy products contain aluminium. Let me see what else contains. Eggs, obviously, contain aluminium. Vegetables contain aluminium. Seafood.
I totally agree. I don't think there's that out there. That's not kind of...
So in other words, to eradicate, and by the way, in very small doses, it's not dangerous for you.
But you put that alongside aluminium, mercury, synthetics, parasite larvae. How is that going to help a child's immune system?
Well,
children should be out playing in the dirt. That's how you build up an immune system.
No, but children can play. Yeah, but have you ever seen a child that was floored because of the flu? And I'm not talking about a head cold. I'm talking about full blown flu.
Oh yeah.
Where your body temperature is up to the rocket. You're sweating like a pig. You can't breathe. Your chest is in bits. That is not a head cold. That is the proper flu. Now, can I ask you a question? I respect your opinion, but what medical professional told you that the flu vaccine for the child was dangerous?
No medical professional is ever going to admit the main paycheck that they're getting
the flu vaccine
and
is...
that's just the truth of it. You get a big check, and so do the skills who carry out these heinous acts on an innocent, vibrant, well able to fight anything that come along children. Now, the children that are compromised
Well, then let me ask you a question.
Might need a bit of help in the hospital.
Let me ask you a question.
Vaccines are killing people. They're killing people.
Okay.
This is all hush hush.
Will you give it a rest for a second and let me speak?
I spent months looking into this.
I'd love to know your research, but anyway, we'll deal with that in a second. I want to ask you about a prominent pediatric specialist who says that the current flu epidemic in Ireland represents the worst that she has witnessed in her career. The worst ever.
Isn't that crazy? I think it's all linked to the COVID jabs that were given in.
Oh, right, okay.
That's what I think. And I know I'm not the only one.
Sorry,
Anyone with a practical mind can see.
Caroline.
I invite everyone to come onto my platform and look at my Facebook.
Oh, Jesus, Caroline.
And you'll see all of the stuff I've put up.
Will you shut up?
Jesus.
I'm sorry, I can't stand this bullshit.
But that's
it's literally bullshit.
That's what she believes.
No, you can believe all you like. The fact of the matter is that
Let me just make my point. You need to calm down.
Kids who are five now weren't even born when COVID came out.
No.
Weren't even on this planet.
No.
So you can't link it with COVID. Kids under five are the most hospitalised in Ireland at this very moment. They weren't even born.
Caroline,
the parents vaccinated.
Okay, Caroline.
What's that got to do with them?
Okay, Caroline, I'll be a bit more relaxed than it.
Because it's shedding.
Okay,
Caroline, I've three children who've all been getting the flu.
It's called shedding.
Okay, Caroline, first of all, can I just ask you, what have you got a medical background? Have you any qualifications?
No, she did research.
Would you wait?
She did research.
2.5 years ago, after this COVID vaccine, I started pulling muscles very easily.
And did you get the COVID vaccine?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I was told I had to, or I wouldn't be allowed into a building.
Okay. Now, let me just ask you.
I've been injured since that day.
Now, by the way, I'm not denying that COVID vaccine injuries don't exist, because they do. That's been proven. Most doctors would agree that there is.
Won't admit to it, exactly.
Now, my children have been getting the flu vaccine.
Sorry. Oh. most doctors will admit that there have been injuries. That's bullshit as well, Caroline.
No,
no, it's not.
It is. It is.
No, even the WHO.
No,
yes,
it's not.
But it is.
Oh, Caroline,
okay, but,
seriously.
Okay, but Caroline, my children have been getting the flu vaccine. Adrian, you go off and have a cup of tea.
I need one because I can't stand
it. Okay, you,
yeah. Yeah, Adrian,
I'm having one here.
Yeah. So, Caroline, you've no medical expertise. You're not an immune.
I look where people don't look.
And where would
that
be?
That's my expertise.
But where would that be if you don't
know? In the hidden.
Like the dark.
The government hired all this stuff.
Okay. Adrian.
If people really just looked.
Okay, so where should we look to find the stuff that you are finding? Just tell me where to look and I'll look for it.
Start with the ingredients that are in the vaccine.
Okay, I did look up.
And ask yourself, when God made your child.
Well, God didn't make my child. This is where I'm insulted.
God is the reason for all of us.
No, God doesn't exist, in my opinion. No, my opinion, God doesn't exist.
Well, that's your opinion,
But don't try and
focus. You're praying to him if that never goes wrong in your life.
No, I wouldn't pray to him. I'd be praying to Iron Man or Superman before I pray to God. No, sorry. If my children ever get sick, God forbid.
You're keeping it under control here.
No, I am. No, but if no, now she's crossed the line. Now, if my kids ever get sick, Caroline, I'll pray to the doctors that they look after. God has never cured anybody. In fact, if God existed, kids wouldn't get leukemia and die of cancer. Okay, if your God existed, kids wouldn't get leukemia.
Okay, now
cancer.
We're getting totally off the point of this conversation.
No, I won't be told that God exists when I don't believe God.
No, I'm telling you God exists because I know God exists.
But
I'm telling you that for every sickness. There's a natural healing remedy.
I've just gotten a message in. And
good night, guys. I'm off.
Yeah,
have
good,
your cup of tea.
Good, I'm just going to cut you off anyway. Because
no, you ain't good. You don't cut people off.
As Vivian says on Facebook there, why are you arguing with stupid? It's a pointless exercise. There's no talking to somebody like that. There's literally drilling that into our brain.
I believe there is. Sorry, you can't do a topic about something and then when someone comes on with the opposing view.
There's an opposing view and then they're spreading fake news.
So
there's literally spreading fake shite.
Yeah, but do you think
scaring parents?
No,
parents should not be scared into getting their kids the flu vaccine.
I agree with you,
but that's what she's trying to do.
No, but no parent with half a brain, who understands science, and biology. By the way, I am insulted. She said God made me children. I made my child, and the midwife fucking helped my wife give birth. God had no part. And if your God did exist, he's a fucking psychopath because there's children getting leukemia and dying of cancer every day of the week. What's your God doing about that? So fuck off with your prayers. Now, my point is, she's misinformed. Yeah, I don't blame her for being misinformed. Yeah, she's saying she's looking in the wrong places or she's looking in the right place. She's looking on YouTube and she's probably ringing RFK or whatever his name is, that other bloody gobshite. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You're right. You're never going to convince Caroline that the flu jab is safe. Okay. But my point to Caroline, without shouting at her like you did, Adrian...
Because Jeremy, the reason I get annoyed, is we have a situation in our hospitals right now where there are countless children hospitalised with very severe flu.
Some of them may be vaccinated, by the way.
Yeah, some, but the chances are they're not, because 80% of kids aren't. And those children are very, very sick in hospital. I just don't buy this conspiracy that somebody somewhere is concocting to inject your children with some poison deliberately.
No, they're not. They're not. Because my kids have been getting the flu vaccine and they're fine. They're not dead yet. Thank God. But
the reason I get annoyed at somebody like Caroline is her bullshit coming out of her mouth is trying to scare parents, is attempting to scare parents, and they shouldn't be. And I'm not going to allow parents to be scared into getting the vaccine.
Most right-thinking people listening to this podcast would realise that Caroline is misinformed by the...
Well, I don't know about that, because 80% of parents haven't got their kids vaccinated.
She's been fed misinformation, okay? She's not a medical expert, okay? Clearly she's not a medical expert, but she's entitled to her opinion. And you are never going to change your opinion, yeah?
Martin has been in touch with us.
Afternoon, lads. Sorry I won't be able to come on today. I presume it's just a hangover from the COVID vaccine, because many of us got it. I, for one, regret getting it. I should have listened to people at the time. But anyway, I'd say that's probably what it is. My kids get the flu vaccine every year. I still get the flu vaccine every year. So... it is what it is. It's a trusted vaccine. So some people call me a gobshite for saying that. There's no such thing as a trusted vaccine, but there is. My kids have all their vaccines up to date. So look, it is what it is. I won't judge anyone for not getting their kid vaccinated as long as they don't judge me for getting mine vaccinated.
Cheers, lads. It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, I've calmed down a bit, and I'm sorry for losing the head, but the reason I lost the head with that lady, again, I just have to explain this, is I don't believe in allowing people to spread false information on our podcast with a view to scaring parents, okay? You just heard Martin's message before the break there.
I don't think any parent enough to listen to Caroline would go, oh God, maybe she's right.
Oh no, here, that's where these rabbit holes start from, listening to somebody like her. Niamh, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Niamh?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks.
First of all, Niamh, you better not disagree with Adrian or he'll rip the head off you.
I know, yeah. No, like, to be honest with you both, I mean, I never really considered the vaccine until I was diagnosed with MS. And obviously, like, with kids, they're in school, they're catching things, they're bringing them home. So for me, it was more... I suppose, it sounds a bit selfish, but I suppose, like, if I was to get the flu, I would literally probably end up in hospital and been put on steroids, or I just end up bedridden for weeks. So for me, it was just, it was for our entire family that we got the vaccine. And I don't really know enough to, I suppose, criticise anyone who doesn't get their child vaccinated, but at the same time, I trust the professionals.
So and that's fine, Niamh. And I'm not, by the way, I'm not criticising, and I haven't once criticised anybody who chose not to get their children vaccinated.
Really?
I just don't want to be attacked. Don't attack her.
Stop it. All I was annoyed about is, fine, if you say I don't want to get my kids vaccinated, that's it, and I don't even want to explain the reason, that's
of
fine.
Course.
That's fine. But it's when we had somebody like that lady literally spreading false information, fake news.
Well, this is it. And I did. I was watching the comments come in. And I mean, like, I'm not a doctor and I would never, ever try and give medical advice. But I do try and listen to my consultant, my neurologist in the hospital. And he had said to me, make sure you get the kids vaccinated. So, I mean, if I don't go off the opinion of a professional who's, like, the head of neurology in the hospital, who am I supposed to take advice
completely
from?
And I've always said to that, if my car is broken, if my car breaks down tomorrow, I will bring it to a mechanic. I won't bring it to the fella packing the aisles in Aldi because he won't know.
Sorry, there's another one of these things that really, really bug me, and that was said by one of our first...
There's a lot of stuff bugging you, Adrian.
One of our first two callers said it today, that the consultants and the doctors are all getting backhanders to... give your kids the flu vaccine. You don't even pay for the flu vaccine.
No,
the state pays for the flu vaccine.
I don't believe that every medical professional out
is
there
is getting backhanders
to hurt children. I mean, I can be a skeptic when I want to be, but I'm also a realist, and I genuinely think. I mean, look, maybe I'm naive, but I genuinely don't think that's what they're doing.
No, nor do I. I find it extremely insulting on behalf of medical professionals who spent years studying their craft to be insulted in such a way as to be told you're taking backhanders, you want to harm children. It's disgusting, actually.
Well, I know what my consultant would say to me if I sat in his office now next week, and if I said to him, look, you don't know what you're talking about and you're trying to, like, hurt kids. Like, you know, it's a choice for everyone, and it was my choice to have the children vaccinated and myself and my husband.
No, I think it is a choice as well, Niamh, and I think, you know, if you don't do it and then your children do end up getting the flu, you only have yourself to blame. But I would like to ask some of these parents as well, and we'll be talking to a few more in a minute. I would like to ask some of these parents, Adrian, if their child got bitten tomorrow by a dog, every child's been bitten, would they refuse to get the tetanus shot?
That's a very good question. Yeah, that's an extremely good question.
I would like to put that to every single one of you. If you were vaccine head, no, tetanus shot isn't obviously a vaccine, but how many parents, when their kid have been bitten and they go into hospital and they get the tetanus shot, how many parents have turned around and said, what are the ingredients to that? The fact of the matter is, and I get it, no matter what you put in your body, you should know what the ingredients are. But how many of you are on the bag every weekend? Do you know the ingredients of what you're snorting up your nose?
You couldn't possibly.
Do you know what else is in the cannabis that you could be smoking? How do you know that's pure? Like, every single one of you takes a substance of some sort. A lot of you are on the bag. What are the ingredients of the white powder you're snorting up your nose? What are the ingredients of the cereal. Have you ever looked at the back of a cereal box to see what the ingredients of Cocoa Pops are?
No, but I know it's a very long list.
Yeah, but you don't. So people just take things without looking at the ingredients. So saying, oh, we don't know what's in the ingredients for the flu vaccine, you can feckin' look it up. You can actually look it up.
Ed, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ed? Well, Ed, what did you want to say on this?
Well, I'm really annoyed at that, Caroline. Like, seriously, honest to God, the things that are coming out of her, and Caroline, if you are listening, you're an absolute snowflake. Like, seriously, the stuff that are coming, oh, the God had made the case of whatever she was talking, whatever she was saying. Like, no, I don't believe that. And like the amount of comments on Facebook I saw, people saying like, oh, but the immunity will develop itself. There's no need for a vaccine. Bullshit. You're going to sing a completely different tune when your kids will be in hospital.
And that is the fact of it. And by the way, it is children under five. The smallest, most vulnerable children we have, kids under five, are the ones that are ending up in hospital most frequently. And all they had to get to stop them being so sick was a little sniffle up their nose. This is the bit I can't get my head around. How parents would take that chance and not give them that sniffle up the nose.
Yeah, you're not even getting a needle. Like, I would understand that the kid would be afraid of getting a needle, although I would still convince the parents to talk them into it. But, you know, it's not even a needle. All you do is just sniff it in and that's it. It's not even, doesn't even hurt. I just don't get it at all.
No, I don't get it myself. But a lot of people are... Well, 80% of parents, in fact, are vaccine hesitant, have chosen not to get the flu vaccine for their children because of vaccine hesitancy, because they're nervous about vaccines. I do kind of understand that. But to be linking it with COVID and to be suggesting that medical professionals are mixing the COVID vaccine in with the flu vaccine. That sort of rubbish really annoys me.
I don't think I believe that either.
No,
yeah, I don't think I believe that.
But you're right not to believe it because it's not true.
But as well...
No, because if it was mixed in with... if it was mixed in with COVID, we would have had the COVID vaccine a long time ago, but it's not.
But as well, the first thing that Caroline said that time was, and I think Adrian should apologise to her face-to-face, to be honest with you, but the first thing that...
No, you want me to hop in the car and go around to her house?
Well, no, don't be smart. We'll get her back on and you can apologise.
No, I'm not apologising, no.
Oh, you're not apologising,
no,
okay.
No, because
No.
Because I don't want people spreading false information.
Yeah, but there's no need to shout at somebody. There's nobody to shout at. Anyway, my point is, the first thing that she said was aluminium. What's in the vaccine? Aluminium. And when I put it to her that aluminium is actually in literally everything. If you don't want to take aluminium into your body, yeah? You may just stop. Stop eating, stop drinking now. Just stop everything, because aluminium is in your breakfast cereal, it's in oils that you have in your food, it's in there. And as well, sorry, if we're going to get real nitpicky about what we put in our body, we're all living off fucking, pardon my French, processed food at the moment. The shit that's in processed food. When you buy a slice of ham in a packet in the shop, and that isn't going to go off till January, think about why that won't go off till January.
Because of what's in it.
There's nobody listening to this podcast right now that doesn't eat processed food at some stage, yeah?
Yeah? Correct, yep.
When you buy a packet of chicken nuggets, yeah, and don't eat them for a month, and you go back and you look at them and they still look the same, why is that? Do you think that's good? Do you think it's good that a chicken nugget doesn't go off after a month? Like, oh, I just don't... You're right. You're actually banging your head against the wall, Adrian.
Yep, 100%. Anyway, you obviously believe, Ed, that parents should be getting their children vaccinated.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I'm sick at the moment myself, but the thing is, like, you hear the advertisements on the radio, get your kids vaccinated, get your kids vaccinated. So when you hear those recommendations, they're thrown in the reliable sources. They're verified, all that kind of thing. So listen to the recommendations. Don't listen to Google.
And that's exactly the point that I've been trying to make here. And again, as I said, this is a conversation about children. Just 2 weeks ago, I was just reading a news story earlier on. 2 weeks ago, 650 children were in Irish hospitals. I mean, this is COVID stuff, by the way, in terms of numbers.
It's a huge issue, yeah.
It really is.
You know, by the way, just people, before you even give it those figures, people who are going to listen back to this and share it online, yeah?
Yeah.
And they are going to be convinced, and I'm sure Caroline is messaging us still, by the way, I will read out some of the messages in a moment. There are people who will be convinced that we are being paid by Big Pharma to push. Yeah. To push. No, but how do you get into the head? So there's people listening to this right now, okay, Adrian? And Ed, you'd know that as well. There's people listening to this right now who are 1,000% convinced that we are being paid to push the flu vaccine. Now, first of all, I would like to say thank you very much to those people who think that you think myself and Adrian are that influential, that by us saying, get the flu...
Well, I wouldn't like to say thanks, by the way, because I would hate to think that I'm that easily bought.
Yeah, yeah, I wouldn't be... But as well, I haven't said once, neither has Adrian said once, that you should get your kids.
No.
What I did say is it's better off that you do, and don't come crying to me if your children end up getting sick. But there are people who actually believe that we're in the pocket of Big Pharma. Now, if I was in the pocket of Big Pharma, I wouldn't be driving a 181D car. I'd be driving a 251D car.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Adrian is driving a new car, so I'd question where he's getting the money.
He's
driving a Pfizer mobile.
My doctor says, Shirley, recommended for me to get the flu vaccine due to being high risk. I asked him, okay, but can you confirm that I won't have a reaction or my children will never have a reaction? And he couldn't do that, so I still haven't got it. And that's fine, because a doctor can't guarantee that you're not going to get a reaction.
There have been vaccine injuries. And anybody that thinks there hasn't is a fool. Now, just on the aluminium thing, because this is important as well. Orla, who's well-versed in this, obviously, been on to this. Aluminium is commonly found in everyday life in small amounts of food, including foods like... So if you've had any of these in the last 24 hours, you've put aluminium in your body, okay? Tea.
Uh-oh, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Baking powder.
Ooh.
That's in every cake you buy, yeah. Processed baked goods.
Oh, yeah.
So if you buy a cupcake and it's good until, like, 2028... Not good. Chocolate.
Yep.
Cheese.
Yep.
Antiperspirant deodorants.
Oh, jeez. I put it all in my body today.
Cosmetics.
No.
Okay. That's only at weekends, is it? Cheeses. Cookware. Cosmetics. Most aluminium consumed in food is poorly absorbed and passes out through the body naturally, she said. So, yes, we are all taking aluminium. So, if your big thing is about taking aluminium into your body, you already are. Put down the burgers from the chipper.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Jason, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jason?
Yeah, afternoon, Adrian. How's the blood pressure?
It's grand now. It's grand. Under control. Under control.
I've never seen him lose it like that.
Either of them. No, and then I'm a bit of a hypocrite because I gave out to Adrian for losing, and then when she said to me, God brought your baby.
I know. It's easy to wind you up, though. You're like a little
hang on. God had absolutely nothing to do with the...
Leave him out. He's not here to defend
anyway,
himself.
Anyway, Jason, 80% of parents have not gotten their children vaccinated. What do you think of that?
Well, this is the new era. These are the new Facebook parents. You know that. These are the social media parents. They're in the little groups or WhatsApp groups. I mean, that fair play to Caroline there. Like, millions of research and doctors and second the brand new people in the world couldn't find what she fucking found.
Now, Caroline and people like Caroline. Caroline's still messaging us. And it says, I speak truth only. Vaccines are very... Now, this is... You see, Caroline, this is where it really, really annoys me. Because the next line that I'm about to read is completely untrue.
Here we go. Adrian, round two. This is like Rocky.
Ding, ding. Here's what she said.
Here we go.
I speak truth only. Vaccines are very dangerous for anyone who gets them.
But that's not true.
That is not true, Caroline. That is just not true.
No, but that's the truth according to Caroline. She believes that's the truth, and that's fine if she believes that's the truth. In the same way she believes that God delivered my babies. That's her truth. But Caroline, what you have to understand is your truth is not based on fact. Okay? It's not based on fact.
Okay.
Must remember, Adrian, we are dealing with people who believe the pilots are all in this with chemtrails.
Yep.
The doctors are all in this. Big Pharma's all in this. News pair are fucking all in this. I mean, these are the worst pair of that.
You better believe it.
Imagine him, because I just trying to keep a fucking secret. But these believe that the 5G masks are fucking brainwave machines, and what's your man, the rich fella? He's going around and helping people, but he's really putting microchips into people. Bill Gates, wasn't that a big one for a while? He was going around in a hand. Now, these are the same people that will go to Thailand, right, and get all their vaccines.
You see, what really annoys me about what Caroline is saying, vaccines are dangerous for anyone who gets them. I think that's a disgusting thing to say, Caroline, because for an 80-year-old vulnerable old person, the flu vaccine could literally be the difference between life and death. And
well, Aspirin has adverse effects, it'll tell you on the box. Every drug does. Nothing is 100% in this world. We all know that. But the statistics, the probabilities are all done. So they know that the risks outweigh the benefits outweigh the risks. You know, I mean, who in their right mind thinks people want to wipe out the population? Like, where's the sense in that?
There is no sense in it. There's literally no sense
in it. And especially these people that believe that Bill Gates wanted to kill the population. Sure, if everybody died, nobody would have bought Windows 2000. Nobody would have bought Windows. He would have been rich. Like,
but these are the same people that are inventing AI to do themselves out of fucking jobs. Like, this is the intelligence of the people we're dealing with. You know, these people spend all the time on computers and in front of them fucking screens, and it's sending their brains into mush. They believe anything that's put in front of them.
And I have a friend who's anti-vaccination, which is fine, by the way. We just don't talk about it because we only end up having a row about it. But she gets every 2 months she goes and gets Botox and she gets lip injections into her. I've had this conversation with her before. I've asked her before, do you know what the ingredients of Botox are? And she says, oh no, but it's only going under your skin. I'm like, it's literally an injection into your... Now, I don't have a problem with people getting Botox,
by the way.
Botox was originally invented for people who had seizures, wasn't it? It was to stop them shaking and stuff like that. Isn't that what Botox...
It was for muscles.
And that's what I don't get, the hypocrisy. The women all going around with big fish lips who have a problem with the vaccine, yet they don't have a problem with injecting.
These are the people that live on social media. You just look at them. Go onto any of their fucking pages, and they are extreme. Like, they really are extreme. They will not listen to reason. The scientists don't know what they're talking about. But even doctors will tell you, yes, we sometimes get it wrong. We don't know everything. That's why it's called science. It's a work in progress. But these people believe it as fact. You hear them. Oh, no, I have no qualifications whatsoever, but I know how to turn on a fucking laptop. And that's where I get the qualifications from. Like, for that girl to say she found it where nobody else could find it, who the fuck is she, Cluso?
All right, do me a favour, Jay. Stay there for 1 second. Let me bring in Stephen on this.
Jeez, you're some fellas about pushing vaccines, aren't you? I swear to God, weren't you fucking spreading misinformation when COVID was here? Go and take your vaccine. It will help you out. It will cure all. How many fucking people have died because of the vaccine? You're a crowd of rage-baiting gobshites.
First of all, Stephen, if you can send us the recording of where we were pushing, this is another misconception. I get messages all the time on Twitter saying, you pushed the vaccine. I never pushed shit, Stephen, thanks very much. Never pushed anything. By saying that I got the vaccine doesn't mean I'm pushing it. I got the COVID vaccines, yeah, and I don't regret getting them. But to say that I pushed them, I've never pushed a vaccine in my life. So you're full of shit, Stephen, firstly. And yes, again, you must be listening to a different podcast. I did say that there is such a thing as vaccine injuries. There are people that are suffering from vaccine injuries. If you don't want to get the vaccine, Stephen, don't get it.
You do you.
My problem with anti-vaxxers like you, Stephen, is you take pleasure in blaming the vaccine on everything. So someone who's 99, say Dick Van Dyke, yeah, he's 100 now, yeah? He's not going to be around for another year. I can guarantee you when he dies, yeah, in the next year or two, people say, he must have got the jibby jab. I was like, they take pleasure in hearing about people dying so they can blame it on the vaccine because they need, in their small little brain, yeah, they need to be able to prove to themselves that I was right all along. Remember back in 2021, I said the vaccine will kill you. I was right all along. So that is my problem with people like yourself. But to say that myself and Adrian pushed the vaccine, we didn't push shit.
It's literally not true.
Not true.
Sorry, Jason, are you still there?
I am, yeah. So I was listening to Joe and actually had some great debates on it. You know what I'm saying? And you was one pushed. There was certain presenters pushing it, and we all know where they came from. You know, the way there was one fella telling you to wash your fucking hands every 5 seconds.
That's true. That is very true.
You know, there was. Well, I mean, I don't regret getting it. Well, I made a decision. I think it's not weird a baby born right at the start of any sport, very sick. You know, so we took a risk, right? Do we get it? Don't we get it? If he had got it, it would have wiped him out. We were told to take him out of the hospital at the start of the pandemic. We took that chance. But we didn't bury our head in the fucking, on them pages, the vaccine is going to kill you pages. Like, we listen to the experts, and I don't agree always with experts. Experts get it wrong as well.
Let me ask you then, what do you think of parents who have chosen not to get the flu vaccine, which is just a nasal spray for their children this year?
Firstly, I think you're foolish gambling with your child's health like that. Okay, there's more kids have got it and nothing has happened than has got it where something has, you know, bad has happened. I believe the numbers are in our favour of people who are vaccinated. We've had the three kids vaccinated with that every year she gets done. Every year, and we haven't had a problem. Like, they haven't grown an extra arm or fucking leg around, you know. I mean, they just don't get it. They get the normal sniffles, but they are able to fight it off.
All right, Jason, earlier on the programme, we heard from Keith. Well, Keith is back.
And also, lads, flu was abolished during COVID, anyways. You want to know where the flu was coming from? It's the vaccine, right? Because they give you a dead cell of it. That's what spreads. And it does spread from when people start getting it in September, it fucking spreads, right? So maybe if you cut out the vaccine, well, too late now, it's back out now, but during COVID, flu was non-existent. People weren't mixing. It wasn't being spread. It was gone. So who put it back out there?
All right, Keith, thank you very much indeed for your message. Thank you, all of you, for your messages.
Can I just say about
for getting involved?
Jason's message, he was talking about Joe Duffy there telling people to wash their hands. That's not pushing the vaccine. That's not pushing the vaccine. That's common bloody manners that you wash your hands. There's lots of people that go for a piss and they don't wash their hands. And so I don't think it's fair to say that by Joe Duffy telling people to wash their hands was a bad thing. Everybody. And the one thing that COVID did teach a lot of people was basic hygiene. Cover your nose when you sneeze.
I know, but we're back to the way we were before COVID. Half the people in the men's jacks every single week don't wash their hands. And I believe it's even worse than the ladies.
Yeah, and as well, people walking right behind you in queues. Remember during COVID, they'd keep their distance. And now you have people coughing and spluttering all over you. Bring back COVID. That's what I say.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify and you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.